The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 557.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. So today we're going to talk about marketing. You know, I had somebody write in and ask about this concept that I've got about having a marketing superpower. She doesn't feel like she can find hers, like doesn't know what her marketing superpower is. So I want to give you some things to think about, just some things to chew on for finding your method of marketing. And by the way, if you want to know what your marketing superpower is, one of the best places you can start is to take the quiz. YourMarketingSuperpower.com. YourMarketingSuperpower.com. Go take the quiz. It'll take you, you know, maybe like 5 minutes, but it's really worth it because it'll narrow it down and give you some ideas. Maybe even one superpower will stand out, but for sure, if you can get it down to like two superpowers in that quiz, it really helps to narrow it down. So, what do I mean by a marketing superpower? What am I talking about here? Well, here's the thing. Most of us are listening to the peanut gallery and listening to the world that's telling us that we have to do everything or we have to be all things to all people. So it's saying like, oh, you have to have a podcast and you need to be on YouTube and you should be on Facebook and you should be socializing and you should be doing one-on-one closing calls and you should be at networking meetings and you should be doing Facebook ads. And I mean, it's no wonder that entrepreneurs have ADD. It just makes you crazy, all the things that people say you should be doing. So what I would like to suggest is that rather than doing more or being everywhere, if you can find a method of marketing that's something you already love to do, then just do that and do only that and become the best at that. Take it to a new level. Figure it out inside and out. Make that your thing. So rather than getting out of your comfort zone and doing a bunch of stuff you hate and forcing yourself to build your business in a way that you don't like, figure out what you love, get into your comfort zone, and nail it. Make that your thing. Just nail it. So how do you figure out what your thing is? How do you figure out what your method of marketing could be? Some of the choices or some of the things that are obvious is that when we're doing our tasks on a day-to-day basis, we're doing things in our business. So we have certain tasks we have to do, writing or connecting with people one-on-one or doing trainings or speaking like I'm doing now, just talking off the cuff or maybe giving speeches, right? Organizing things, organizing people, bringing people together, interviewing is another skill that people have, or a superpower that people might have. Analyzing, so looking at numbers or statistics or spreadsheets, or being an artist. I mean, there are all sorts of different ways that we interact with ourselves or with other people or with data that could be considered superpowers. Lots of different ways to build your business, too. So those of you that have writing as a superpower, it would make sense for you to be bloggers, right? Use blogging as your method because it's easy. You can do it easily. You don't even have to think about it. You love doing it. It gives you energy. It feels good. All of those things. Some of the questions you can ask yourself when you're looking at those tasks that you're doing on a day-to-day basis is you can ask yourself, what is it on your list of things to do that you already love to do? And specifically, I would say, what gives you energy? Because we can get skilled at things that maybe aren't things that are our superpower. And I'll give you an example. I do volunteering with Caring for Cats, and so I make a lot of graphics for them for their social media campaigns. And I like making graphics. It's fun for me. I love sitting down, and it's very relaxing and zen, and I like making graphics. I'm not great at it, but I'm not bad. But when I get up, I'm not energized. I don't get up and go, wow, that was so awesome. Well, some of you get that feeling when you're connecting with people one-on-one. Some of you get that feeling when you sit down and write something, and then you get up and you're walking around, you're still thinking about it, right? So what is that thing you do on your list of things to do when you're doing your tasks on a day-to-day basis that gives you energy, that feels like, wow, that's just, I love it, I'm still thinking about it? What do you love to do? Then what can you do with zero preparation? You know, this is going to surprise some of you who have the gift of connection, but some of us, when we're connecting with people who don't have the gift of connection, we have to kind of mentally prepare ourselves for that experience. Or we're going into an event, we have to mentally prepare ourselves to meet with the people there. Or for myself, I don't have the gift of writing, so if I'm going to write something, I have to prepare myself. I can't do that with no preparation. But doing a show like this, or doing a webinar, or just speaking off the cuff, I can do that in my sleep. I could do that so easily with almost no preparation. So what is it that you can do with almost no preparation? Just easy for you. Really super easy. You don't need to study about it. You don't need to learn about it. Not that you wouldn't still want to. Like, we always want to get better. But what can you do? Now, likewise, the other question to ask yourself is, what do you put off? What's always the last on your list to do? What's the thing you're always doing at the very last end of the day when it's absolutely due and you have to do it? What is that thing on your list? Okay? So get a feel for what things are you doing that are easy and bringing you joy, and that you could do all day long, and that come naturally to you, and that you're good at, and that feel good, and that you love to do, and which things you don't. And it's okay. It's okay to have favorites. It's okay to have things that you love, because ideally, that's how you're going to build your business. Then the other question I would ask myself, and this is the final question, is if you were making XXX number of dollars, and fill in that blank with whichever amount feels like a lot of money. If that money was coming in every single month, a certain amount, and fill it in, that amount, whatever makes you go like, yeah, that'd be awesome, then I wouldn't have to work. I wouldn't have to work if that was coming in every month. I would be able to get everything I wanted and more. Well, if that's the case, what would you do with your days? And this right here, this is the million-dollar question, isn't it? Because one of the things we talk a lot about on this show is we talk about really doing things that are your joy, doing the things you love to do. And many of us, and I have to bust myself on this too, we do things that we love to do, but we still kind of have a little belief system or an idea that we have to do something to build our businesses. We have to do something to make money, that money can't just flow in just from pure joy, doing whatever we want to do. Now, this is an important question to answer. If you had XXX number of dollars coming in, how would you be spending your days? Because it helps to prime your expectation, and it helps you to get really honest and real with yourself. Am I saying, hey, you should quit doing any activities in your business and you should sit and you should watch Netflix all day because that's the answer you gave? No, not at all. I'm not saying that at all. This is an exercise or a question just for the experience of it, just to explore it, just to really think about it. Because it's easy to say, yes, I'd watch Netflix all day or something like that. But the truth is, would you really forever? Would you forever and ever, every single day watch Netflix from now until the day you pass into non-physical? No, of course you wouldn't. And so this is a really good jumping off point for saying, okay, if money was no object, if money was coming in massive quantities, enough so that I really didn't have to quote unquote work, what would I do with my days? How would I spend my days? And this will give you insight into the life you're building, into the things you love, into the things that you want to do to build your business now, to pivot your business, to build a future business, to get real with yourself, or to affirm yourself that, hey, I'm really doing something I'm passionate about. So these are the questions I would ask. And then most of the quote-unquote work with this, and we like to call it play, is developing our belief. Because we are surrounded by the peanut gallery. And the peanut gallery does tell us, hey, you have to do a bunch of stuff you hate if you want to build your business. We know that's not true. We know it. It's not true. You'll build your business quicker by going all in with things that you love. It makes sense, right? Doesn't it make sense that if you pick one marketing method you absolutely love to do and that you would do all day, every day, even if nobody paid you, just because it's your thing, doesn't it make sense that that would be the best way to build your business? The next step is really buying that for ourselves, believing it, reminding ourselves and telling ourselves that and being our own best advocate for this. Yes, I can live the life I want. Yes, I can live from my joy. Yes, I can do the things I love and make money from that. Yes, I can make money from my joy. The money that flows to me comes from my expectation. I can do the things I love to do and live a good life and be satisfied and meet my goals and feel fulfilled and help people and most of all, help myself and grow and become the new me that I am, all by following my happiness and joy. I can become the best me. I can make money. I can build my business in my way. I can live the life that I want to live because that is the path. Joy is the path. Happiness is the path. And believing it, really believing it and working it, that's the muscle we're working. That's the muscle we're doing here all day, every day. My joy is reminding myself of that, but at the same time reminding you. You know, it's funny, but often we're our own best consumers, aren't we? We're our own best clients. We're building the new future us. We're building the new version of us by building our businesses. And I know you can totally do this. I know you've totally got this. Have some fun with this and say those nice sentences and know that you are out there as a living, breathing example of being happy, following your joy, and allowing money to flow to you from that expectation and that joy.
Well, I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey,
because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?